From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm John Idsty. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm well. And before we begin the puzzle today, I'd like to just acknowledge that Weekend Edition Sunday is celebrating its 20th anniversary. It debuted on the air on January 18th, 1987. And you, Will, were on that very first show. Do you remember it?
I certainly remember. That was with Susan Stanberg. And who would imagine we'd still be doing puzzles 20 years later?
Well, we'd like to start off this special anniversary puzzle with a special guest player. And who better to join us than Leanne Hansen, the regular host of Weekend Edition Sunday, who's been on sabbatical. Leanne, welcome.
Thank you, John.
It's great to have you here.
It's great to be here. I just want to let you know that I now understand the butterflies that the nearly 1,000 people who have been in the same position over the last 20 years have been. I'm actually really nervous.
You're
about
a little
being
nervous,
the guest.
Huh?
I am. My brain's kind of been out of commission. I've been doing crossword puzzles and visited WGLT and been walking the beach and, you know, keep my mind moving just a little bit. But I tell you, the sabbatical has been wonderful. Don't you want to know what I'm wearing?
Yes, I do. What are you wearing?
Well, I'm recovering from a cold, so I'll just preface it. But I'm wearing my comfy blue bathrobe and my polka dot flannels and
your
my
jammies.
Warm socks. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say Neil's right behind me. He's doing the crossword puzzle. And I found myself wanting to do what countless people in my position as being a puzzle player on the air, I've wanted to do, like, put a lifeline in the room and repeat the clue out loud and, you know, get some kind of hint, but I'm not going to, no, I realize now, nope, that's cheating.
Yeah, we don't allow that.
Don't allow that.
We should just make clear that Neil sitting behind you is Neil Conan, your
yes,
husband.
My husband.
Who is the host of NPR's Talk of the Nation.
Yep, you bet. And being on sabbatical, having, you know, being able to be with him on a Sunday morning and actually, I will admit, listen to Weekend Edition Sunday and play the puzzle along with everyone else. It's been kind of nice to be a consumer.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you ready to play?
I am, and I'm going to do it on my own.
All right. Will, Leanne, let's go.
Okay. Well, today I've brought a game of categories using the letters of your name, L-I-A-N-E. You know the rules. For each category I give, you name something in it beginning with each of these letters. For example, if the category were chemical elements, which I know is one of your very favorites.
Oh, you devil.
Johnny, you're there for me, aren't you?
I'm here.
Okay.
You might say lead, iron, argon, nitrogen, and erbium.
The erbium I would have had right away.
And John, feel free to jump in anytime. This is a good puzzle for two people. Your first category is flowers.
Okay, lilac.
Yes.
Iris.
Yes.
Anemone.
Excellent.
Word. And narcissus.
Good. And for E, think Switzerland.
Edelweiss.
Edelweiss is right.
Edelweiss is an airport in New York. Okay. sorry, that's Idlewild. Okay.
Nice job. Number two is annual celebrations.
Labor Day.
Yes.
Independence Day.
Excellent.
Arbor Day.
Uh-huh.
And, John, this is where I call on...
The ends?
We just celebrated it.
New Year. Happy New
yes.
Year, everybody.
Yes.
Oh, and Easter. Always
and Easter.
Excellent.
Nice job. Beatles hits. Hits by the Beatles. Ignore any articles at the start of the titles.
Oh, come on. That's not fair.
you love the Beatles.
Yeah, I do very much. Love Me Do.
Yes.
All right.
I think one of their very first hits.
Oh, yeah.
John, that's your cue to
I
step
wanna
right in.
I want to hold your hand, Leanne.
I
yes.
want to hold your hand, yes.
No, I want to hold yours. Now I know what it's like to have every piece of information completely that memory file has just died. Yeah. It's in the trash and been deleted. Act Naturally. Come on. You have to. That's a Ringo.
Oh, yeah. That's Ringo,
that's
right?
The title. All right. I was going for Ain't She Sweet and I Love Her. All You Need Is Love.
All You Need Is Love. Good. Oh, my God.
I can't believe I didn't remember that. All right. N and E, John. We're on a roll here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and E.
Not getting any.
There's two great ones for E.
Yeah.
One of them is a woman's name. The E is the first name.
Eleanor.
Oh, Rigby.
Eleanor Rigby. Could have
Very
also
good.
Said 8 days a week.
Oh, right.
And for Anne, I know of just one well-known Anne. It's 7 letters in the first word, 3 in the second.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got actually a couple other N's, too.
Yeah?
Nowhere Man?
Oh,
Nowhere Man's what I'm going for.
Go. That's, yes.
Nice job. Nice
you've
job.
You've got nice job, John.
Okay, try this one. Place names ending in land, L-A-N-D. Place names ending in land.
Okay. England.
Yes.
Lapland. Iceland.
Yes.
Neverland.
Neverland, good. Newfoundland, New Zealand would have worked. And how about an A?
A.
I know of several for this.
Okay.
What hemisphere?
Well, let's see. There's a city in Kentucky. There's a city in New Zealand.
Ah. Auckland.
Yeah. Auckland. Ashland, go. Kentucky. Adelie Land and Adventureland if you're okay. at Disneyland.
Adventureland if Adventureland. You're at Disneyland.
Absolutely.
And your last category, things or people seen in a hospital.
Lab.
Yes.
Laboratory.
Yes.
Intensive care or intern.
Good. Uh-huh.
Emergency room.
Good. Just A and N left.
Nurse.
Yes, just an A left.
Ambulance.
Ambulance. Anesthesia, aspirin, artificial limb. Leanne, fantastic.
Oh, that was, you know what? I have to admit that I feel exactly the way that nearly 1,000 people have felt. That was really fun. I enjoyed that. And John, it was a real pleasure to play with you because...
Likewise.
What do I get?
Well, Leanne, I think you know the list of prizes, but today you don't get anything.
Maybe I should give everybody kind of an early Valentine and just let everybody know that I'm indeed coming back and I'll be back on Sunday, February 11th. Okay?
All right. That's wonderful to hear.
Do you want to know about my radio stations before you give the clue for next
yes,
week?
Yes, what radio stations do you listen
well,
to?
Well, I want to acknowledge our longtime home on WETA-FM in Washington, D.C., and I want to give a shout-out to WSDL, which is in Ocean City, Maryland, and I'm a proud member of that station when I'm in Lower Delaware. So what fun. And WGLT that I didn't get to mention in normal Peoria, Illinois. I played Peoria on my sabbatical where I visited, and they said, oh, you're not going to mention us in Puzzle because you're on sabbatical. So I figured I'll do it now. But thanks. Thanks a lot for calling me. This was fun. I'm glad I was home.
Now, Will, remind us of the special two-week challenge you gave our listeners last week.
Yes, I'm now aware of two different answers to this, but all you need to do is send in one. The object is to arrange 16 different letters of the alphabet into a 4x4 square. So 4 common uncapitalized words read across, and 4 common uncapitalized words read down. And I'll give you a start. The second word across is Ruly, R-U-L-Y. This is the only slightly unusual word in the square. Every other word in it is one that any school child would know. So again, arrange 16 different letters of the alphabet into a 4x4 square to make 4 common uncapitalized words reading across and down. Can you do it?
And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master for 20 years, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, John.
And Leanne, thanks so much for joining us on this special anniversary.
What a pleasure. You're welcome, John.